The Guided FIR Missile Tactical Camera System is a part of UWF's Hacking for Defense program. H4D began at Stanford University in 2016 and is now at around 50 universities nationwide.
After I had read about it, I thought UWF would be a great fit to offer a similar course due to our geographic proximity to so many military installations. And so it took about 9 months to get the class off the ground.
Dr. Donovan Chow leads a 3-student team in developing the technology. The first team of students was formed 2 summers ago. This past summer, they began working on the GFMTCS project.
UWF was the first in Florida to offer this course and one of the first dozen schools in the country, indeed in the world, and they're expanding overseas. But absolutely, this team worked very, very hard this summer, and we did have another success from this past summer, but this one is very unique.
One of the most important things with this system is ensuring that it is capable of providing the video feed to the people that need it from the distances that they need it to operate at.
Ty Faist is a member of the team. The device is a remotely viewable, extremely light-sensitive camera system that transmits the video back to the dog's handler on a mobile device, such as a cell phone or tablet. Faist says one of the tests was conducted in a multi-story concrete and rebar reinforced structure.
In which the handler and the animal were on the third floor of the structure, and I actually walked outside on the ground floor and was still able to pick up a video feed through more than 50 meters of material.
No figures were mentioned, but Chow says they're going after some other funding from both the military and civilian sectors.
We have worked with the student team to apply for Air Force funding, and so we should find out in a few more weeks. Also, UWF has authorized, we haven't implemented it yet, our own internal UWF funding, furthering their initial prototyping efforts.
Dogs in combat have gained a higher profile thanks to last month's killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi by U.S. Special Forces, which included a canine.
He was being pursued by a U.S. military dog. Pentagon officials say that dog was the only member of the American mission to be injured. It's not the first time a dog has played an important role in U.S. special operations missions.
The dog, Conan, was slightly injured in the raid but is said to be back on active duty. Team member Ty Faist says Conan's exploits have been a great source of pride and encouragement.
It was definitely interesting for me to see the public reaction that everybody's had for wanting to know more about the dog and wanting to know what they do and how they work. It has been incredibly gratifying to know that I've had the opportunity to work with those animals and see them in action before.
As we got into the course, this is something that a problem sponsor essentially passed down to the school, which was then given to us, and that's kind of how we went about solving the issues.
Another team member is Air Force veteran Trey Hilliard.
Essentially, it was the issues of having the ability to give these canine handlers enhanced situational awareness of what was going on with the canine. Regardless of the situation, they just want to know what's going on while the dog is out in front of them.
It's not so much the dog, says Hilliard, who did not work with canines in the Air Force, but rather fitting them with the new technology that passes on the information to their two-legged comrades.
They're already trained to do what they're supposed to do, sniffing out bombs or humans or whatever it may be. If you take into account, what if the dog runs into a human or something in the other room? Just that enhanced situational awareness we are trying to provide the handler.
Team leader Donovan Chow says if the Air Force and UWF funding is delivered, this project has great commercial potential beyond the military. Agreeing to that is team member Ty Faist.
You also have law enforcement agencies turning to them more and more for SWAT operations, using them in very similar capacities to what the military does, usually as first man in the door. They'll send them in the building before any of the human handlers go in. You also have search and rescue groups that would love the ability to know exactly what their dog's looking at.
And to a man, Chow's team says the camera they're developing poses no additional hazard to the dogs wearing them, aside from what they're already facing in combat and disaster zones. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.